Pride of Kansas City, Missouri, right there, 93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona, and Puddle of Mud. So you're on like Canadian time, which is not really.
I am exactly.
What is going on? TJ Miller.
I showed up right on time if we were like north of the border.
Here's the thing. You're from Colorado, Denver?
Yeah, I'm from Denver originally.
Do you have your card?
I do have. Well, you don't need a card in Colorado anymore. That's the incredible thing. And like, I'd say about 4 months ago, I went back to visit my parents, and for the first time, just strolled right into a rec dispensary because it's called recreational weed. So you
right.
have, like, medical.
Yeah, because
and
then when you're doing weed, you're thinking, you know what I need to do now? I'd like to go hiking.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know what the truth is, though? There's a park right next to my house, and I was walking through just to, like, walk around. That's kind of the Denver way, I guess. And as I was walking around enjoying the park, I realized that there's kind of this really mellow attitude. I mean, Colorado's that Rocky Mountain high attitude, which people are pretty chill.
Right.
But as I'm walking, I'm like, wow, there's a real chill energy here. And then I remembered, oh, marijuana's legal. Everyone is high. Every single person in this park is high right now. And I looked over and there's like these two people kind of intensely talking and there's a pipe in between them. And then there's these two like middle-aged women who are having Subway sandwiches and they were talking and I'm like, well, not everyone's high. And then I look over and one of them like lights up a pipe. So it's really become something.
Are you
and
high
also,
right now?
Who eats Subway sandwiches? What?
I said, are you high right now?
Oh God, I wish. But in Arizona, it's a federal crime. They just shoot you on the spot. The cops are just waiting for you to have some sort of reason to take you to jail.
All right, so we were talking off the air. You are in town tonight for Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, his soft opening. Because
now, I want to take issue with that. Because
okay.
I already have a thing. You know, usually when I open, you know, in the bedroom, it's a hard opening.
Right,
you know?
Sure.
And so I'm trying to sort of maintain that image. So I don't need you to keep saying soft opening.
I mean, saying.
I got soft the second I walked into your studio, though. I will say that.
It's cold in here.
It is cold in here and it is not sexy.
No, there's nothing sexy about this. That's why it's radio. There's nothing sexy about
exactly
this whatsoever.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is why Bronson didn't come. Did you notice that?
No. We knew it. We know.
He couldn't make time for us people here because he's trying to get the club going.
I think, and you should have seen, though, because when I showed up, they were like still, it was 4 p.m. yesterday, and they were still putting the sign up.
That's
and
I
really looked around, and I was like, there's no way they're going to be ready for the show. Cut to 3.5 hours later, everything had set up. You wouldn't have ever imagined they were doing construction earlier on in the day. And we put on a show. It was really, really, really fun. Like, I didn't know what to think because I haven't played this market, really. I did a show at Stand Up Live, which is this kind of dumb club.
Right.
Is it even in Phoenix? I think it's. But anyway, that's the only experience I've had here.
Right.
Whereas, the Bronsons, the club in Minneapolis and the club in Edmonton are some of the best clubs in the United States. Like,
right.
The cool thing about them is Rick is a comic, which is also probably why he was like, I can't make it. I was out all night last night.
Now, is he doing a set while you guys are out there?
He didn't last night, but I'm hoping that he does this weekend because he's really, really funny. He was like the king of Canada in his heyday.
See, I've hung out with him a bunch of times, and I don't get that
at all.
You
can't get that at all.
I don't get that vibe at all.
He's not funny in person. See, it's only when you have a microphone in front of him.
Okay.
So you got to bring your microphone next time you chill with him.
I noted.
But I didn't know what to think of it because I didn't know. I was like, Arizona, you know, it's a red state. There's a sort of some retirement communities around it, but it was pretty awesome because one thing that did come together was everyone in Arizona, no matter what age, definitely is down to have a good time. We could tell that on Thursday because there was like a woman who was just wasted off of Pinot Grigio in her 80s by like, I'd say 8 o'clock. And then there was also, you know, young kids that were like CPAs. There's a lot of girls. There's a bachelorette party. It was an eclectic mix, but it was definitely like people that were down to drink and have a good time. And we just, they have like Tammy, his wife, books the clubs.
Right.
And she has such good taste in comedy. She always gives like younger comics a shot before other clubs in the country. That's what's good about the Bronsons is they have multiple locations, but it's not a chain, you know?
Right.
So they're able to kind of do, you and I were talking off the air about sort of, you know, who owns the station and what it is to be kind of a mom and pop situation, even if you're a huge, even if you're 93.3,
right.
If you're still working with people who care about radio and care about, you know, the quality of the jocks and all that stuff, then you're in a good position. And the Bronsons are kind of like that too. Cause I'm not able to do as much stand up as I'd like to, which you'll see if you come to see my shows, a lot of it is improvisation.
Right.
So I'm riffing a lot because although I'm trying to write new stuff all the time, I'm very fortunate to be working on Silicon Valley on HBO right now. I just was in Transformers 4, huffing and puffing next to Mark Wahlberg, trying to keep up with him. Right. Did you see Transformers?
I did not.
Oh, buddy, walk, don't run to see Transformers because it is long.
See, I've always been a GoBots guy.
Really?
No. No.
He's like, absolutely not. I haven't seen a movie since 1978.
No, I haven't seen any of the Transformers movies.
You haven't seen any of them?
None of them.
If you're going to see
I'm 46 years old.
Yeah, but it is a good time. You should see Transformers 4.
Fine.
But I'm wondering...
Only because you're in it, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not in it for the entire time, so you can leave. As soon as my character exits the whole thing...
Deal.
Then you can leave. But that was... Man, that was crazy. I mean, I can't even really explain it to you because you haven't seen them, but Everybody listening knows they're like the biggest... They're so huge. They're just explosions and then machine guns and 50 tanks and helicopters. And so actually...
So it's a killer script.
It's a killer script. It's all about story and character.
Right.
But, you know, one of the things that was crazy about it is Michael Bay is this gigantic personality, as we all know.
Right.
But you sort of have to be to do all that and to make all that work. But I'm a comedian, so I'm not an action star. But he's still yelling at me and telling me to do this, this, and this. Like, I was being held to the standard of Mark Wahlberg, which is not fair because Mark Wahlberg was in The Shooter. He was in, like, Lone Survivor. He was in The Fighter, a movie called The Fighter. Mm-hmm. I was, like, recently at a
Hardee's.
He
was also in The Funky Bunch.
And I was never in The Funky Bunch.
No, you were not.
He has this energy where you can't necessarily... He's a little unapproachable at first because I was on the movie for a couple of months, but by the end of the movie, when we were like drinking after some day on set, I finally felt comfortable enough to say to him, I go, so do you keep in touch with any of the Funky Bunch?
Really?
And he just looked at me like he was going to kill me, and then he laughed and he goes,
how's your mother?
No, not really. He said, how's your mom? Yeah. He does keep in touch with her. I'm glad that you brought that up. That's true, too. That's
excellent.
True too.
Can you hang out for a while?
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'd love to have you hang out and stuff and get some music out of the way. We'll come back and talk a little bit more with TJ Miller. I need to hold you accountable for your part in Rock of Ages.
No.
Sometimes we have to take some jobs that we're not necessarily proud of.
It ain't nothing but a good time.
93 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. There's a guy who started out as part of House of Pain and then went off to become like a blues player and then had a heart attack and then came back from that heart attack. It was like a life-changing moment. Everlast. He's the jump around guy.
Really?
The jump around guy.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about is you can go from Funky Bunch to Lone Survivor.
There you
go. It's that easy.
The voice you're hearing is, I know he sounds stoned out of his tits, but he's not. It's TJ Miller.
An expression that I haven't heard from anybody who isn't stoned.
Stoned
out of your tits.
There you go. TJ is in town at the House of Comedy, Rick Brunson's House of Comedy, which is up on ironically named High Street.
There you go.
How funny is that?
Come have fun with us.
How many more drug references can we squeeze into this break?
I don't know.
TJ, from a whole bunch of stuff, including Silicon Valley. He's also been in the Transformers movies. I know you from Chelsea Lately.
Yeah, because your wife watches it religiously, said.
She watches it religiously, and I think she's sort of hot.
Yeah.
I'm not quite tan enough for Chelsea.
That's right, exactly.
She likes
50 cents more than she likes the
wooden
nickels.
I'm Sicilian.
Put it that way.
I'm Sicilian. There's a little color in my family tree, but I don't believe I have quite the tan line.
And she's a lot of fun, too. I mean, she's fun to party with. And
you think? Because she looks like she's hungover every night on the show.
I went to the show one time, and she kind of threw away, like literally threw away the topics. She just had them in her hand, and she's like, these are so stupid. And she just was like, TJ, what did you do last night? And then suddenly we're on television kind of just catching up. That's one of the things that's, you're on top when you can just throw out the format of your own show and just catch up with your friends on television. But
do you feel like you're ripping somebody off though? Like when you get whatever your performance fee is for showing up on that show, you're like, so I came out here, I'm going to plug the event, I'm going to do this thing.
Right,
no,
right.
I'm not. I'm just going to BS for the next 22 minutes.
Talk about what parties we went
and
to
and just
last
get away
night.
With it.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think, she's cool because she has always had stand-up comics backs and she's always been supportive of me as a stand-up. that's what we were talking about too, is a lot of people know me from She's Out of My League or How to Train Your Dragon or Silicon Valley, which is the show on HBO right now. But not a lot of people know that I've been doing stand-up for about 12 years, and that's kind of how I started. And, you know, people like Jeselnik or Jeff Ross on The Burn or Kumail on Meltdown. It's like I continue to do those. I'm doing Conan in a couple of weeks. But it's exciting to be here because this is the first time I've been to this market as a headliner and doing stand-up. And so that's why people should come down to High Street, because they got to get high to get down.
By the way, I love your Twitter handle, not TJ Miller.
Yeah, because TJ Miller, at TJ Miller, was taken by a woman. No, somebody didn't squat it. It was this middle-aged woman in Pennsylvania who tweeted, I'm not joking, 14 times since 2007. I sometimes would read it on the radio, but now it's too depressing. She hasn't used the handle at all, so I had to take not TJ Miller. But also my website is TJ Miller, does not have a website.com. And
you think that's a little long?
It's a little long, but TJMiller.com was taken. And in 2003, I asked the guy if I could buy it, and he said it was $2,000. And I was like, forget that.
But now you have Transformers money. You should be able to swing that deal.
Yeah, I like TJ Miller does not have a website.com. It sort of fits more within the absurdism that I do, you know?
Do you really?
I'm a bit of an absurdist.
Yeah, I had to buy my own my Twitter handle off of a guy in like Ontario, Canada.
You did? How much did you pay?
$100. I made a donation to an animal charity, like an animal safety organization.
And then he gave it to you? I should have taken that route. I threatened to kill puppies, but that didn't work at all.
No, that doesn't work at all.
She just said, absolutely not. Now I'll never give you my Twitter handle.
That's what you should have done. You should have locked her into a box like a veal.
But not TJ Miller, I think, is a good one. And if you come and see the show, like, it's a mix of improvisation and absurdist stuff. You know, we'll also talk about American historical figures like George Washington Carver. We get into how I know more about giraffe facts than anybody else in Arizona, which is true.
Really?
Yeah.
Giraffe. Give me a random giraffe fact right now.
Giraffe's hoof is roughly the size of a dinner plate. Their tongues are purple or black, and scientists still don't know why. They have the same number of vertebrae as human beings.
But they're
seven
just
different
bigger.
Genuses that are just slightly bigger. They have slightly longer necks. I have a pretty long neck, but... And the thing is, I don't really like giraffes. Do you like giraffes?
Yeah,
I don't really care one way or another.
Here's the thing, though. I've never met anybody that hates a giraffe. Like, screw them!
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there are certain animals that people kind of go, okay, I don't want to be around spiders. I don't want to be around tigers and stuff. I've never heard anybody with an opinion one way or the other going, giraffes? Yeah, I'm pro-giraffe.
Yeah, I'm against giraffes.
I'm pro-giraffe cancer.
I was thinking about this. I'm trying to get rid of giraffes, but in a way that's long and painful. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I think this is true, that nobody doesn't like a sunset. Like, you've never been sitting next to somebody. You can be the toughest, like, bro-y guy in the world, and no one's ever like, man, this sunset is disgusting, dude.
Except maybe a melanoma patient.
This is ugly. Yeah, that could be true. Or they're excited because they're like, finally, the thing that is killing me from the inside is disappearing behind the horizon.
That's awesome. TJ, thank you for coming by, man. It's cool that you're
here.
Thanks
for having me. So House of Comedy tonight, we got two shows. Saturday, we got two shows. One show on Sunday. And also, I'm doing a podcast. I have a podcast with Cash Levy called Cashing In with TJ Miller. And it's at 4:20 on High Street.
I see what you did
on
there.
On Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Arizona. It's medical. Let's get it to the legal stage.
There you go.
Denver's making $88 billion in tax revenue over the next year and a half. What's the deal? You guys want to build this huge wall that Mexicans can't jump over. You need the money to buy it.
We can't build the wall. We won't be able to get any pot.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Cutting off the supply route.
Desert, right.